This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When did you first learn of Dr. Ford's allegations against you?
It was a week ago Sunday when Washington Post story.
Isn't that amazing? Did the ranking member raise these allegations in your one-on-one meeting with her last month?
She did not.
Did the ranking member raise them at your public hearing earlier this month?
No.
Did the ranking member raise them at the closed session that followed the public hearing?
She was not there.
Did the ranking member or any of her colleagues raise them in the 1,300 written questions that were submitted to you following the hearing?
No.
I'm trying to get a straight answer from you under oath. Are you Brett Kavanaugh that he's referring to? Yes or no?
You'd have to ask him.
Well, I agree with you there. And that's why I wish that the chairman had him here under oath.
All right, so they're talking about Mark Judge, the fact that it was testified that he was in the room. That's what Dr. Ford said. There was a lot of he said, she said, Republican versus Democrat. I felt like I was watching, frankly, a football game. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a day in America. Charges, denials, emotions, craziness, wild swings, 9 hours of this. For a Supreme Court nominee who could have a lifetime appointment to the bench, the highest court in the land. So she started first. Christine Blasey Ford gave her account of assault. She was tearful at times. She talked about what happened. She gave some of those details. Then it was Brett Kavanaugh's turn, the judge in the afternoon, where he got angry and volatile and defensive at times and emotional, too. So now everybody's pulling this apart and trying to decide ultimately what is the answer here. Who do you believe? What hangs in the balance? A Supreme Court justice seat, the highest court in the land. That's, my friends, what hangs in the balance. The clock is ticking. So far, that 9:30 meeting, that confirmation meeting, is going to be held. As far as we know, I have some friends who have slipped me a little bit of information because, of course, all the staffers are running around kind of taking bets on this, not necessarily in a nasty way, just kind of in this unofficial poll, because like all of us, they want to know how this story ends as it affects all of us in America. Who better to have on this show than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, your impressions of what you saw today?
I was there, you know, during the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And that was a longer process, but I must say, this was, in my opinion, more incredible in other ways. In the sense, I'm not comparing to the impeachment, just the absolute, within a short period of time, drama, you know, and everything you would look at, slips, falls, you know, people just being themselves in motion, but I think that, you know, she had holes in her statements, no question about it. He had holes in his statements. It was 30-some years ago, okay, so that's going to be understandable. When I first watched her, I thought, oh, he's going to have problems. Even though, you know, there were certain things like the airplane, she couldn't write on an airplane, and yet she wrote on airplanes, you know, things that would be, you know, brought up on certain issues. Then I watched the prosecutor that they hired, who I, after a while, I was kind of glad she went. And then he came, and he was combative and angry. Some of that understandable. Her emotion was understandable. But there were points, for example, with him, when the one senator asked if he had ever blacked out, and he just turned around and said, "Have you ever blacked out?" Frankly, Kate, that was completely uncalled for. Just absolutely, you know, just answered the question. But I understand, you know, how much emotion he was under, you know, as Dr. Ford was. But then he came back, and it was almost like a wash. And then, of course, Lindsey Graham, wow. You know, I started the first day in Congress with Lindsey, and I've never seen him quite like that, extremely, you know, stirring speech. So I think that the culprit in all of this is Senator Feinstein, in the sense that I have no question in my mind she or her staff leaked it. She kept something confidential she absolutely should not have. 2 months ago, she should have went to the chairman and the ranking member, who's a Democratic member, and told them, here it is. I'll tell you in confidence, but I want you to have it. There was no reason to hold this. She was the last-minute surprise. So I view, you know, her doing that as just unconscionable. I think she did a disservice to the committee. But having said all of that, I think he's going to be confirmed. I think the system's broke in Congress. And, you know, it was a he said, she said at the end. Again, both of them had some natural holes, I think, in what they said. I can't call either one of them a liar.
Exactly. It is very strange to watch this whole thing from end to end. And one of the sticky points in this was when Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh was really kind of pushed into a corner during his testimony when he was asked about the sexual assault accusations. When he was asked about, especially Senator Dick Durbin, about turning to Don McGahn, who, you know, White House counsel, who was sitting in the front row, and request the FBI investigate the claims to clear his name, he kept saying, "I've got a suggestion for you. Ask him to suspend this hearing and nomination process until the FBI completes its investigation of the charges made by Dr. Ford and others." And, of course, you heard in the beginning, and you heard this throughout, people are wondering about Mark Judge, who was supposedly, as she said, Dr. Ford, that he was in the room, they were friends, they were drinking buddies, and this guy now is supposedly drying out on a beach in Delaware. But that's what everybody really wants to hear. That's why they want this FBI investigation, because they want to know what he says, I think.
Right, and I don't think it'll be, you know, coming into conclusive, you know, in nature, but they could provide more information. Again, this is up, you know, this is what Dr. Ford said, and it's also what Judge Kavanaugh said. But if Senator Feinstein had done what she should have when this was brought to her attention 2 months ago, this would be settled maybe this way, maybe in a different way by now. And you know, somebody needed to move on that. And Senator Biden, when he chaired the committee and they wanted to bring confidentiality on Anita Hill, his comment, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, was this committee's hands are not going to be strapped by trying to keep to anonymity and on such a big issue, you know, with Anita Hill. So, but that's not the way it went down. And I don't know, I shouldn't probably say this. You know, I'm in recovery. I make that no secret, you know, for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I think there's an alcohol situation here. And again, I'm not saying either one are liars, but I think, you know, all the way around, maybe if they were all at the same premise that night, I don't know what happened, but I still think there's a definite alcohol situation here that's been downplayed.
I do, too. Absolutely, 100%. Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much. We'll see what happens. Appreciate it. On the flip side, more from this wild hearing earlier in the day in Washington on Thursday here on ATN.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
These past couple of weeks have been the hardest of my life. I've had to relive this trauma in front of the world. And I've seen my life picked apart by people on television, on Twitter, other social media, other media, and in this body who have never met me or spoken with me.
That's Christine Blasey Ford, that's her name, Dr. Ford, and she's talking about what happened as a result of coming forward with this testimony. You heard, if you were just listening there, to the former congressman, Bob Ney, saying the problem is Feinstein, in his opinion, that this information was not relayed sooner, and what could have been perhaps a little bit different here, we don't know, because what does that mean? What would have happened? Would they have investigated? Would he have not been the nominee? You know, we don't know. We were just stabbing at suspicions in the dark. We don't know. The committee votes Friday. That we do know, my friends. And when you look at it and you analyze what happened in this 9-hour hearing on Thursday, it comes down to 2 or 3 senators. That's what it comes down to, as to what will happen in the case of his nomination. And, you know, when I say 2 or 3 senators, we know who the senators are, right? When you look at this, who could go in a different direction? I mean, everything's party lines, but when you look at Lisa Murkowski, for example, Senator Collins, so Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins, and Senator Jeff Flake is another one that seems to be up in the air. And I say seems to be up in the air. We don't know that for sure. I know from my own sources there's lots of conversations going on behind the scenes with aides, etc., trying to figure out what it is. The way the Senate math works, The Senate is 51-49. If Democrats unite against Kavanaugh, which is a question too, Republicans can lose one vote and still confirm it by using a tie-breaking vote by the VP, Mike Pence. They cannot lose two votes, though. It's that tight. So that's the question. After the really, frankly, long, arduous process of seeing both of them, how do the few senators figure out what they saw and the way they're going to vote? That's clearly what this breaks down to. So there may be another Republican that waffles. I mean, we don't know. It seems unlikely to me. I mean, Collins is up for re-election in 2020. Murkowski is up for re-election in 2022. So for them, you know, if it's trying to keep moderates on board, what are they weighing? And then, frankly, wouldn't it be a novel idea if you really just voted what you thought? I'm not worried about when I'm running again, and if we're all going to still be here on the Hill, I'm going to really weigh my options and go with what I think is the correct way to go. So there's going to be pressure that will mount on certain sides. For example, Democrats up for re-election in red states like Manchin in West Virginia, Joe Donnelly in Indiana, and that's how the ball bounces. This is what it's about. So the clock is out there, it's ticking, and the nation watched, I think, what happened. Those that couldn't were following it on Twitter. They were listening to it other ways through streaming if it wasn't just flat on the tube somewhere, if they were working. So there are plenty of opinions about what we saw, what we heard, what we think, and where this is all headed. Do you believe her account? Do you believe his account? Do you think there's holes in both of the stories? And I think clearly there is alcohol involved here. How much, what happened, all of that. It's like talk to anyone who's ever blacked out from alcohol and what do they remember. And I'm saying blacked out. Too many tequila shots, too much booze, especially kids. I mean, it's a whole different thing. So we're not talking about feeling a little queasy, a little whipped, a little bit burnt out from no food, too many drinks. We're talking about probably maybe a blackout scenario. Maybe the friend in that situation, who this Mark Judge that everybody's talking about, he clearly wrote about alcohol and clearly is grappling with that and is not available or has not been made available, had made a statement but is not available for any of this. And there are now others who are calling for more to come, for the FBI to get involved here, but I don't see that happening. I think the Senate panel is just gonna vote on Kavanaugh. That's it. It's this vote is happening, or we would have heard that called off. I'd be very, doesn't mean it can't happen at the last second, but I'd be very, very surprised. If you want to weigh in, you know you can always hear 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You heard just a little slice there about the trauma and what that was like. Lindsey Graham had his own take on what this must be like for Kavanaugh, as he really exploded at one point during this hearing. Here's what he said.
Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. Do you consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution.
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
So those remarks happened after Senator Dick Durbin called for Kavanaugh to request an FBI investigation into the sexual misconduct allegations made against him. Graham said, he went on after what you just heard there to say he sympathizes with Kavanaugh and the Democrats had no intention of protecting Christine Blasey Ford, the first woman who came forward with the sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh. So you know, he said, listen, let me tell you, when it comes to this, this is what he said to Judge Kavanaugh, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. It was, clearly he was frustrated, and that's when those fiery comments came out from Lindsey Graham. He says he believes Ford was betrayed by the person who released her letter, which was sent to the Democratic senator that we've talked about, Feinstein, on the allegations that he said, I think she's just as much a victim as Kavanaugh is because someone betrayed her trust. And the people who betrayed her trust, they owe her an apology. And that goes to the, okay, what happened with the letter? And then when it's released, and going back to it needed to be released sooner. If you have that letter and you have that conversation, then it's going to end up coming to this. And what can be said is she didn't want it to be revealed. Okay. She didn't want it to be revealed, and then it was, a waiting game to see if he was going to be the nominee, then once he's the nominee. So it was a really very, kind of a creepy day, frankly. Just kind of a creepy pall was hanging over D.C. that washed over the rest of us, I think, in the U.S., and I was monitoring social media. And let me tell you, it pretty much echoes what I said, where you've got sides. It's sides. This is like watching a football game. It's like deciding what side are you on? Who do you believe after these Kavanaugh hearings? What do you think is going to happen? And he had the bulk of the afternoon. So on the Twittersphere, the conversations were geared toward that because everybody had already heard her. And, you know, his emotion was brought up, and some people liked it, some people didn't like it. The Senator Leahy asked Kavanaugh if he is Bart O'Kavanaugh in Mark Judge's book, and he refused to answer. Then he said he didn't think Mark Judge should have to testify, and it kind of was that back and forth. It wasn't kind of, it was that back and forth, you know, all the way around. So which is it? Who's right? Where do they go from here? I think quite honestly, it's going to just be that vote. And what happens in that vote is what happens in that vote. And then that's it. I mean, hashtag it's the Kavanaugh hearing is done. But what comes out of that is simply, who do you believe? Do you believe him? Do you believe her? Do you think he should be the next Supreme Court justice? I mean, there's the other question that some people are asking, including Steve Schmidt, who was a longtime Republican operative who worked on many Republicans' campaigns, and he doesn't think he should be a judge. He doesn't have the decorum for it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A historic hearing has concluded on Capitol Hill. the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from both sides on the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
A visibly angry Kavanaugh said that his family had been destroyed by the past 2 weeks of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Christine Blasey Ford said that the judge assaulted her while his friend Mark Judge egged him on.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun.
Senator Dick Durbin tried to get Kavanaugh to endorse an FBI investigation into the claims.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Yeah, we're headed to the man cave.
Yeah.
Although on a day like this one, it seems so odd to be calling it the man cave and after everything that happened in D.C. But this is a different sort of deal that we're talking about because it's our little show thing where we're talking about the world of sports and on the lighter side, which sometimes it is and sometimes it's not anymore. In the man cave, one of the things that's being talked about is what happened in the Rams showdown against the Minnesota Vikings, and what in the world is going on? This is a hint as to what happened. What in the world is going on with the Minnesota Vikings, eh? They are not what they were billed to be, and I used to cover Mike Zimmer, who's the coach of the Vikings, really like him when he was a coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys. And boy, the Vikings go out, they pay a fortune for Kirk Cousins, and it's not working out quite the way they were hoping. And part of the reason is because they ran into a hot Ram team and Jared Goff. Here, listen to this connection for Goff.
Put out wide to the left. Goff throws over the middle. Woods makes the catch. He's into the end zone for a Rams touchdown. 31 yards, and Goff ties a Rams franchise record with his fifth touchdown pass of the game. The Rams now lead 36.
27-28. Thanks to the Westwood One Radio Network for that. It was the Rams over the Vikings, 38-31. In the end, Jared Goff, who is the young quarterback for the Rams, 26 of 33, 465 yards and 5 TDs. Todd Gurley, 17 carries, 83 yards. So the Rams are perfect. They're 4-0, 3-0 at home. It was in front of the home crowd. And then there's a slew of action the rest of the way. Don't forget we have Nail the Score. We do that Nail the Score thing every Wednesday into Thursday show in the first hour. Boy, you need to get on it and be a part of that, because each week I give away a prize no matter what, and you could win the grand prize and bragging rights. So this time around, the game of the week was the Packers and the Bills. Like Pete in Texas, he's old faithful. He always calls us up, and his guess was the Packers 38-35. Sharon, listening to us in Maine, says 31-24 for the Bills. You can also hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's, did I say that, internet? Go to katedelaneyradio.com when we do the segment. You can't do it now. And give us a guess. And we had a couple of people, like Josh said Packers 28-21. That was a pretty decent guess. And if I could read my writing, it looks like Marcy says Packers 38-21. That's interesting. All right, so anyway, you get the drift, and that's one of the big games of the week, because everybody's looking at Aaron Rodgers to see what he's going to do, because the Packers are 1-1-1. And, you know, when you have only so many games to play with in a season, you know what happens. A couple of them slip away, and then it's before you know it, the season slips away, and it's way too late. Not too late for Ryder Cup. This whole weekend, it's going to be about the Ryder Cup, and if you're listening to this show and you're listening to it live, then you know you can catch up on the Ryder Cup, because we have the time difference, and we're talking about the Ryder Cup being in Paris. Do you know that the Americans have not won on the road in 25 years. So everybody thinks, oh, Team USA, they'll crush Euros, right? They haven't done it. So it's that the Le Golf National in Paris, day one of the Ryder Cup, what are we going to see happen with these teams? Tiger Woods is paired up with Patrick Reed, who won the Masters. You've got Dustin Johnson, who is tied up with Ricky Fowler. You've got Jordan Spieth, who is out there with JT. So day one is important, because you don't want to struggle. And, you know, Tiger and Phil, a lot of people wanted to see that as a pairing at the Ryder Cup, but Jim Furyk, who is the captain, thinks that's unlikely. Tiger Woods talked about the Ryder Cup here.
The greens are extremely deep. Some of the greens are, you know, 50s. I think one of them is like 58 yards deep. So very different setup, and it's going to be, it's going to be a fun event for us.
It's going to be a fun event if they win. It's not going to be a fun event if they don't win. So U.S. team captain Jim Furyk, the 42nd Ryder Cup, and the team was practicing this week and hoping that they're going to be able to wrap them up. There is something about match play. If you don't know anything about golf, it's be like me and a partner playing, and we're playing against someone else. And match play is, I think, pretty fun to watch, I have to say. It's, I don't know, it's more fun, because you got two guys against two other guys, and it's more challenging or something. And plus, it's the whole jingoistic, there's my college word. It's very, you know, it's that whole American pride. Hey, come on, pull it out. Let's see a win here. Wouldn't that be great? And it would be great to see that. But I don't know. It's a tall order. And it would break the streak, and that would be really, really awesome if that happened. This isn't so awesome if you were the Yankees' CC Sabathia. I know we got some people listening to us who are Sabathia fans. The Yankees starter, Sabathia, was in the middle of a one-hitter and two innings shy of earning a $500,000 incentive base bonus, but he was ejected from Thursday afternoon's game at the Trop. He pitched, he entered Thursday's game having pitched 148 innings in the season. In what would be his final start of the year, he needed to last through the seventh in order to make it to 155 innings and get the bonus. He was tossed by the home plate umpire in the bottom of the sixth after throwing a 92-mile-an-hour cutter into the Rays catcher's left leg. And Sabathia said, I don't really make decisions based on money. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Wow. Oh, the $500,000 pitch. That'll go down in history, right? And it was a Yanks win, 12-1 over the Rays, but he lost all that money. So I guess at an original warning, and once that ball went in there, that was it. It was only the fifth ejection of his career, so he's not necessarily known for that. He's been around for a long time, but, you know, that was it. I guess the Yankees organization saves some money anyway, if you want to look at it that way. If you're a college football fan, it's interesting because this is a big week in college football. And we already had one in and out. Miami beat UNC 47-10. And then there was some conversation about the Clemson a couple of days ago. The Clemson quarterback, Kelly Bryant, is transferring from Clemson after losing the starting job. He doesn't want to be demoted. That's what happens a lot. You see a lot of quarterbacks move on to other opportunities. He started the last 18 games for the Tigers, but he was told on Monday that he was demoted in favor of the freshman, Trevor Lawrence. And coach Dabo Sweeney said it was emotional. He gave Bryant the day off from practice, and he skipped practice on Tuesday. But he said he was, you know, he wanted to transfer. And he did say this. He said, I was like, I'm not discrediting Trevor. He's doing everything asked of him. But on my side of it, I feel like I haven't done anything not to be the starter. I've been here. I've waited my turn. I've done everything y'all have asked me to do, which, well, that's true. But this is how it goes in college football. Whoever you think the better guy is, that's who you're putting in. And, you know, Deshaun Watson was the guy a couple years ago who ends up being the quarterback for the Houston Texans. So Bryant started the first four games this season at Clemson but split time with Lawrence. Now they got these red shirt rules this season. Bryant, a senior, has an opportunity to transfer to another school with 1 year of eligibility remaining because he played in only four games this season. So that's why he had to do that, so that he can be the red shirt guy, so he can go to another team. And Sweeney said that he was saddened and disappointed that Bryant made the decision to leave. But he said, you know, as far as the decision as a coach, sometimes you have to make tough decisions that are in the best interest of the team. And this is one of those decisions, and I would make it all over again because I believe that's what's right for our team. I feel like Kelly would have continued to help us and play a lot, but that's not what we wanted to do. He said that's not what he wanted to do. I would have started him. I could have started him, but he would have had limited options. So that's it. And Lawrence has the bigger numbers. He's got 600 passing yards and 9 touchdowns, and so they made that switch, and he's playing the rules, meaning he can go someplace else, and that's what happens. Because when you're a quarterback, and especially if you think you have some kind of a chance to go to the pros, you want people to see you play. You want to have big, heroic games and have those big daddy games so that you'll get more looks in the draft when you decide to come out, if that's the case. And then just in some cases, just because you want to be the person, you want to have the ball, you don't want to be the backup or the guy who got it, did win, but now we're going in a different direction. Yep. So I wonder where he pops up next. There's a couple of teams that could use a good quarterback where he would fill in nicely. Stay with us. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Washington, 9-hour hearing, Dr. Ford versus Brett Kavanaugh, though they didn't really square off against each other. It was the Judiciary Committee hearing over the allegations, and so it's a couple of senators that are going to decide Judge Kavanaugh's fate, whether or not he's going to become the next Supreme Court justice. So while all of that's going on, there are movies to be seen. If you're a movie person and you like to escape to the movies, I have to admit, that's an escape for me sometimes, but it has to be a good movie for me to want to go pop out the dough for that and, you know, sit and watch a movie. So there's three different ones this time around. The Old Man and the Gun, Night School, Smallfoot. You can put them in any order and shake it up, and I think all of them might be better streaming. But this is the first one. It's called, and it's the last movie for Robert Redford. He says this is it, this last one he's going to make. It's called The Old Man and the Gun.
Hey, excuse me. Need some help?
No, I'm good.
Let me take a look.
You know anything about cars?
No, not really.
So, what did you say you do?
Well, that's a secret.
And why is that?
Well, because if I told you, you probably wouldn't want to see me again.
Who said I was going to see you again?
Would you? Well, let's take this place. Say it was a bank, and instead of that counter up there, that was really a teller's window, and you just walk in, real calm. So you walk right up, look her in the eye, and you say, ma'am, this is a robbery. And you show her the gun, like this. And you say, I wouldn't want you to get hurt, because I like you. I like you a lot. So don't go breaking my heart now, okay?
You're not serious.
Excuse me, I'd like to open up an account.
Well, great. What type of account do you have in mind?
This kind. This kind.
You said he was armed.
He had a gun.
You saw him.
Well, he was also sort of a gentleman.
He was very polite.
He seemed like a nice enough fella.
Look at that. Is he smiling?
Three robberies.
In 2 years.
You think you can catch him?
Yeah, I won't lie. I'd love to slap the cuffs on him myself. So I hope I get the chance.
Try another city, baby. Another town.
He spent his whole life locked up, except for the times that he broke out.
Somebody should have told him to quit while he was in.
Well, you find something he loves.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
You're never exactly where you're supposed to be, are you? Now whenever I close the door, I think, is this the last time I'll ever have a chance to do whatever that thing was?
You know what I do when the door closes? I jump out the window.
Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever
I sat down with him once, and I said, surely there's an easier way to make a living. And he looked at me and he said, I'm not talking about making a living. I'm just talking about living.
All right, so Old Man and the Gun, like I said, this is it for Robert Redford, he says. It's getting really good reviews. PG-13, 1 hour, 33 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate kind of thing, it says 93%. IMDb, 7.6 out of 10. 70-year-old Forrest Tucker makes a crazy escape from San Quentin, and then he has these string of heists that really kind of baffle the cops and finds a love interest, that kind of thing. So Robert Redford, Casey Affleck, Sissy Spacek, Danny Glover, they're all part of this movie that actually is, you know, playing pretty well to preview audiences. It might be worth it. Certainly worth it in streaming from what I can see and what you just heard with that trailer. Then we move to the comedy called Night School with one of my favorites, Kevin Hart. Roll it.
This is the grill for you. I call it the Obama. Como te llamas, me llamo the pit bull. I call it the big black machine. Lisa, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, my God. Do you smell gas?
A little bit came out, but I was nervous. That's just a question.
Okay. No, that's...
I got 13-degree burns on my ass.
You're the best salesman I've ever seen. I can see you being a stockbroker like me.
Could you give me a job?
I wish I could. My bosses won't let me hire a dropout.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
He dropped out of Harvard. You dropped out of Piedmont High.
I was a couple credits shy of graduating. I gotta get my GED.
I'm the principal of this school. I can do whatever I want. You're in my house.
Are you using a black voice?
No, I don't hear color.
Some introduction. My name is Carrie. I'm here to make a little extra cash so that I can afford this warrant that I got. But that's none of y'all business. Welcome to night school.
This book is kind of thick. I thought it'd be more like a leaflet.
If you're not going to do the work, drop the class.
Just no. I'm going to do the work. You'll see.
We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Great.
Superb.
Excellent.
Good.
You're going to be a financial analyst?
I am, and it starts immediately. I've been waiting on the Lord to bring me a pint-sized little man who can fill this out.
Come and get your chicken from the Lord.
You take that test, or I'll tenderize your ass.
I will shoot you.
Take this damn stoop off. Come on. Are you trying to get your GED? Are you trying to get your GED?
Yes.
You can get out my way, bitch.
My suspicions were correct. You're clinically dumb. There is no cure for what you have.
Oh, my God. I got learning herpes. I got the gift to keep on giving.
Boy. You did the black voice thing with him?
It's not a black voice. Not a black voice.
You don't remember when you was in that meeting, you was like, we gonna get it lit up in here. This meeting lit.
It was very lit.
I keep it 100.
When have I ever not kept it 100?
All right, so you get the gist here. A salesman's life has a weird turn. He accidentally blows up his place of employment, and he has to go to night school to get his GED. There's some funny people in this comedy. Tiffany Haddish, who is pretty funny. Kevin Hart, Rob Riggle, and the cast of others. It's 1 hour, 51 minutes, so over 2 hours. PG-13 for this one. It's definitely going to find an audience. Even in streaming land, it'll do well, I would think. There's some decent laughs in it, and it's doing okay as far as what the critics are saying about it. Because Kevin Hart works really hard at making you laugh, and I think she does too as well. All right, so we're on to our last flick. It's called Smallfoot.
Welcome to the secret headquarters of the SES.
Stands for Smallfoot Exists, suckers.
We have searched the entire mountain trying to find one. And that day has finally arrived.
Smallfoot.
Oh my gosh, it's a Smallfoot!
Where did it go?
Reach into your memory.
It got whisked away on the wind over the cloud.
Which way? Up, sideways?
Down!
Course.
He saw Smallfoot.
It'd still be out there.
He said it fell from the sky.
Gary, calm down. You know how you get.
Okay, I'll try, but I'm just so scared.
Son, it can't be true.
Migo, you will be banished from the village until you are ready to tell us the truth.
I know what I saw, and I'm going to prove it.
Is it too late to have second thoughts?
Yeah. Migo, if you die, can I have all your worldly possessions?
Please.
Right, sorry, when you die.
Let's do this.
No. Ow.
Standing on my own. Yeah, the first steps the hardest. You are doing it soon.
Hi, I'm... No. I'm taking you home.
I think that one's going to be leave that to the streaming Smallfoot, although it is pretty funny. 1 hour, 36 minutes. If you go to the movie, send me a cheap movie review at katedelaneyradio.com. Enjoy, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.